Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Duke Ellington's take on Tchaikovsky's famous Nutcracker Suite. The jazzy musical blend is at the heart of one of Boston's classic holiday dance shows, the Urban Nutcracker. Now in its 17th year, the Urban Nutcracker reimagines the traditional tale in downtown Boston beneath the glow of the Citgo sign with a modern jazz spin. The show was created by choreographer and local dance legend Tony Williams. His goal was to put a multicultural, diverse face on the traditional ballet. And Tony Williams joins us now in the studio to talk about the Urban Nutcracker. Welcome to Radio Boston. Great to meet you.
Thank you, Anthony. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, 17th season of the Urban Nutcracker. Did you think it would go this long when you started it?
I sure did not. Yeah. And I thought the first year that we did it, it probably wouldn't last more than a year, but I'm so happy that it has.
Yeah, it really has. So, you started this show in 2001, very different time. Talk a little bit about what you were thinking and hoping to create.
Sure. At that time, I had just started a dance school in Jamaica Plain, and I got lots of boys in my school, and they were attracted by my hip-hop teacher and my tap teacher. They were both men, young men, and they attracted about 20 boys. And so I had sort of a cast for a show, like a Nutcracker, and I said, let's put on a show and let's do the Nutcracker. But we can't really do the traditional Nutcracker because that's being done quite well already in Boston. And I had just heard Duke Ellington's suite for the Nutcracker, which is in orchestration for his big band based on Tchaikovsky's fantastic score. And because of my background as a ballet dancer, I said, I'll do the ballet and I'll have Ricardo Foster do hip-hop and Khalid Hill will do the tap. We have all these boys. We have girls. And because I had this dance school for the first time, I had a critical mass of the parents who, of course, helped backstage.
Interesting. So now, say more about the Duke Ellington Suite. What drew you to this music?
Well, I've always loved jazz, yeah. and I had heard it on the radio, and I just was struck. I love Duke's; it's incredible. I love the music, and so I that was the inspiration. And I at the time I was talking to some friends, and I'm saying I'm thinking of putting sort of intersecting Duke's music along with Tchaikovsky, and do you think it would work? And they said, oh yeah, try it. And so I got a sound engineer at the time, and we just sat down, and we just sort of first we'll start with some of the Ellington, and then we'll go to the classical Tchaikovsky, and some of it would lend itself to one of the dance styles because we had three or four dance styles that first year, and we still do now.
Well, let's hear a little bit about how you put this music together. You mentioned going from Ellington to Tchaikovsky. Here's a clip from Act Two where you go from Tchaikovsky to Ellington.
Okay.
Music from the Urban Nutcracker, and we're talking to Tony Williams. And this, Tony Williams, it's not just a reimagining of the music, it's also the story. So just to give listeners a little background here. So in the original Nutcracker ballet, we meet the entire Stahlbaum family, including the children Clara and Fritz. In the Urban Nutcracker, you've chosen to have the children's father away in the military, right?
Yes, that's true. Yes.
Why? Tell us about that change.
Well, when I first did the show in 2001, it was after 9/11. Actually, we did the show 3 months after that tragic event. And then, you know, then we went to war in Iraq the next year, I think, or in 2003. And so it was in 2003 that I adjusted the scenario to accommodate for the mother who has a daughter and a son, and it's Christmas Eve, and the father's not there. Where's the father? The father has been deployed. And so it just seemed to fit the times that we were in. And my show is it was sort of a realistic show that's sort of couched in this really lovely frame of entertainment and beautiful costumes and dancing. But yet it's not just a sort of a surfacey type show. There is that underlying realism that I wanted to bring. And that's, I think that's probably what I was thinking about at the time when I did that.
I want to ask you about the range, excuse me, the range of dancers that you use on stage, because there are professional dancers mixed with children on stage. I understand nearly 100 youth dancers age 5 to 18 in this show.
Yeah, that's true. Yes.
So what do you think dance teaches kids that's important, and what do they bring the show that's important?
First of all, the kids that we have are incredible, and I'm so happy that they are the future of the world, that these kids are so intelligent, and they have so much passion. They keep you really honest, the kids are they are the lifeblood of who doesn't like children? And yeah, but our kids are very well choreographed, well behaved. And what it does that I find I have kids that come from the projects, kids that come from wealthy backgrounds, and they're all working together, and they don't know that, you might have a single mom and I live in a nice big house or something like that. There's a common denominator that is at work with these kids, and they have to work just as hard as the adults. It's like they have to learn their steps. They have to practice and do their homework. And I think it's just really great, for self-confidence and also self-respect, that if they can feel good about themselves, they're going to feel good about the kid next to them that they work with, and kids at school and kids outside of the studio.
I think we should hear a little bit more music. So I want to play one more clip of your sort of the mashup of music. This is also from Act Two, where we're going from Tchaikovsky to from Ellington this time to Tchaikovsky, the other way around. Here we go. That's the Nutcracker that we've come to know all these decades later. So what is it about the Nutcracker story that makes it so popular year after year in all its iterations?
The music is just incredible. I think people just love it. It just carries one away. And with my show, we add these other dance styles. So we've had Turkish folk dance. We have flamenco, Irish step. We've had all sorts of dance types that we brought into the show through the years. But I think it's the music that does it, and it's an established tradition that we have in this country since the 50s. And And I danced the Nutcracker. I once danced in Oslo, at the Opera House in Oslo, and we did a version of the Nutcracker there. But it was done after Christmas. It was in January. So it's not a Christmassy thing in Europe, but in this country, it's around the time of Christmas. And I think with the whole festive holiday that, you know, was happening, I think that combination with Tchaikovsky makes it, it's just like you keep going back for more. It's great.
Well, Tony Williams is the creator and choreographer of the Urban Nutcracker, now in its 17th season in Boston. He's also founder and artistic director of the Tony Williams Dance Center. The Urban Nutcracker is on stage now at John Hancock Hall through December 28th. Tony Williams, thank you so much for coming in to talk to us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And we'll go out on more Duke Ellington music from the show. This is from Ellington's album, The Nutcracker Suite. And that's it for today. Radio Boston's a production of WBUR Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.